the juggernauts coming. The people that's a steamroller that walk off anything. That's at the end of our thing. We are juggernauts for God. Post guards, lay in supplies, get yourself together, and get ready for a big battle. This battle that I'm speaking about in the second heaven is the battle of yourself. It's not the devil. It's not them 6 inches you saw last week. This battle is the battle of transitioning your own mind. And if you don't make this battle complete itself, then God has no room to take your life to the next level. This battle is the biggest one. God called you with your juggernaut. You can roll over anything. You can accomplish anything. He said, but get ready because you're in for the biggest battle you ever had. And the battle is about to be you. It's your soul against your purpose. Your soul against your destiny. Your soul against. And right before you get ready to go into the next level, out of that battle into the next level, you're going to encounter one more hit on the anointing. Now I'm talking spiritually. Now I'm not talking. No, you're going to take one more hit on the anointing. Which means is God is trying to make sure you are sure that the stuff you have can't fail. Because when you get on that level, there will be constant threats of demotion. But you've been so elevated. And you understand the elevation. That it's very difficult for things to pull you out of socket once you make it to that elevated place. So God makes sure that something strikes you so hard. Lord. See, this is what happened to Moses.
Oh my goodness.
He loved Miriam. Korah was his first cousin. Korah means spirit of trickery. And his first cousin, which was a prince over 250 men and women in the tribe, got together with Miriam and began, and Aaron was in on it too at one point. Yeah, she's the praise and worship leader. But now once they got together and began to discuss what Moses had did. And they didn't understand that Moses was in a test of elevation. He had a job that was bigger than his lineage. You're not hearing what I'm saying to you. It was bigger than what he came from.
Wow.
He came from a basket down a river into an enemy's house. Let go by his parents because they had to do certain things at that time. But now listen, but his destiny was so big. God had to reposition his entry. And some of you don't realize SLC, your individual thing and this church thing is bigger than what you think you are.
Yeah.
Apostle.
So now God's saying, you think you're just going to make it through and slide through and do your thing and make it happen. No. God said, no, you're going to do a Cyrus. You're going to trust me from the door to the end. And you got to come out. And listen, the thing is, most of us has come out of the enemy house, yet we say we come out of the devil's house. We should know. Amen. See, God did something very powerful with Moses. He sent Moses into the devil's house with an anointing.
He sure did.
With opportunity. For wealth and prosperity. But Moses didn't take any of it with him.
Wow.
Because he saw the vision of God greater than the current opportunity standing before him. And nobody can hear me anymore. Moses said, no, I think I'll hold on a while. I know you've been my surrogate father for a minute. But I realized that as I got a little older, we had two different visions. See, what happens is y'all got two different visions. You got a vision of yourself that has never manifested. There's a vision of God that you can't get activated. Because your vision of self is impeding the process of the vision of God. I hope I can hear what I'm saying. I'm teaching good. So now you got this awesome ability and talents and gifts, and everybody can see it and everybody knows it. They can feel it. They understand it. But you can't get yourself off the ground. Wow. Yeah, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death? I fear no evil. For thy rod, pitching that word rod, it's coming up again, and thy rule and thy staff and thy anointing is with me. See, the thing is, there's always something with you, but can you see it? Hmm? On my towel, they have no towel today? What do I do with it? Oh, here it is. You can't see it. Can't see that. Can't see it. Thank you, sir. You can't see it. Boy, you got something on you and everybody know it. Ooh, you sure can sing. So what? The next time somebody compliments you, say, mm-hmm. You know what that mean is? I don't pick it up and I don't put it down. Amen. I don't, your opinion is not required.
Right.
You got to grow to that level. I had to talk with my son. Don't worry about what nobody say about you. They always have something to say. You worry about what you say about yourself. And if don't nobody preach for you, preach to yourself. If nobody don't like it, like yourself. Because at the end of the day, you still got to live with yourself. So stop waiting for an applause. Stop waiting for an accolade. Stop waiting for a thank you. Stop waiting for well done. God will tell you at the end, but right now, know that he wouldn't give you a gift if you hadn't worked the process.